Hey, welcome. We are not in the right place at all. Let me move around our nameplates. Why did we move around? New year, new nameplates. Everybody is changing places. We are Brady Bunching in here on the fly. New desktop. Yeah, let's blame Foo's new desktop. Look at Foo's new digs, though. Look at this man in 4K, looking like a sexy beast that he is. No hot tub streams, but we're looking good.
No implied nudity.
Yeah. Welcome to Cameos. This is our first show of 2024 all together. We hit you with the news break 2 weeks ago, but we got 4K Foo in the house this week. Thank you, chat, for coming and hanging out with us. We are going to do a news block just so that we don't get too far behind. I know a lot of y'all are neck deep in Pokemon ripoff sweatshop games right now, so you might have missed some things in the past few weeks of news and entertainment. Yeah, if you're not playing Pal World on your other screen, what are you even doing? Yeah, so we're gonna get Foo and Samson are gonna run us through the news ultra quick over the last few weeks, just so that you're all caught up to date, because that's what we do here. And then we're gonna take the majority of the segment covering our year in review of 2023. It's still January, so I feel like this is still appropriate, and we're still sliding it in with, with time to spare, 7 whole days to spare. But
it's part of the award season. They got the Oscars, the Emmys.
Yeah, this is just another one of those award shows that you're so familiar with, except we don't have Jimmy Kimmel or, awkward, Robert Downey Jr. speeches. All right.
No comedy to detract us. It's going to be dry.
No comedy. Yeah. Cameos 2024 is dry AF. All right. Speaking of dry, let's hit it with the news in review.
All right. So lots of news to go through. So here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to read the headline, give a commentary if I think it's appropriate, or explanation, or defer to the team, just so you guys are aware of what's happening. All right. So the show, The White Lotus, season 3 cast members have been announced. The series set in Thailand welcomes Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs.
So excited.
Other individuals. Yes. Go check it out, Jason Isaacs.
Wait, pause. Sorry. Parker Posey, you said?
Yes.
Katie Kyle?
I don't know who that is.
That's Katie Kyle from My Wife and Kids. All right, continue.
We're already distracted.
just cancel it. Yeah, start again next week.
Star Wars, new movie coming out. The Mandalorian and Grogu are headed to the big screen. Jon Favreau, Dave Filoni, KK, I'm not going to say your whole name. I think it's blasphemy. And then others. It's coming into production later this year, so this is going to come out quickly. This is separate from the other three movies, including Filoni's finale movie after Ahsoka Season 2, which also was confirmed. So the timeline of that is unclear. Keep an eye out for Star Wars news this year, as they try to rebrand and fix themselves. Ad Encanto, an actor, passed away, 42, one of a few passings this past couple of weeks. He was an X-Men Days of Future Past. He was the magma guy known as Sunspot,
right?
That was screaming. So go watch Days of Future Past.
It's not Sunspot's power, by the way.
Sorry, what?
Not Sunspot's power.
Here comes the X-Men purist.
Keep going. Don't
dishonor his memory. Just keep going.
Keep going. Yeah, sorry. Keep going.
Echo debuts with a 67% of Rotten Tomatoes. Watch Echo if you have time. It's not something you need to do. Anyways, Fantastic Four filming has pushed back to Q3 2024. Again, this is just rumors. Allegedly, the casting is all set. Vanessa Kirby, Pedro Pascal, and the other two individuals that I don't know because I'm not a millennial. Madam Web has been getting a lot of stuff out there. There's new suits. There has been a understanding that this is set in the past, in a separate universe. Allegedly, they removed all mentions of Spider-Man because they wanted to go with Andrew Garfield, but then Sony made a mistake, and now they're going to have an offhanded comment about it. I don't know. All of these rumors are just so confusing. They're going to put out more details, I'm sure, about how we're supposed to interpret this.
Sony fix it in post, or fix it after it releases.
I'm convinced all these Sony hero films are like money laundering schemes. That's the only explanation.
Yeah. So the movie about GSK, the Golden State Killer, apparently was a bit of a nightmare for some women, since, you know, Vincent Gallo and James Franco were doing all kinds of Me Too stuff on that movie. So, you know, not surprising, but still newsworthy, I guess. Let's see. Isabella Merced was cast as Dinah for season 2 of The Last of Us. So that casting for that has... Yeah, I think there was another casting as well. We'll get to it in a little bit.
Get ready for the controversy on that. We will be definitely covering that.
Pull your tumblers up and get ready. Yeah. Let's see. Sorry, you said something, JR?
No, which controversy?
Just about The Last of Us 2. Anything about it. That.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Get your red hats ready, everybody.
Yeah.
Get your golf clubs ready.
Amy Winehouse biopic, Back to Black, starring Marissa Bella, has been released. The trailer, at least, for it.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's a little too soon, but it's okay. They're cool with it. So, allegedly, the Deadpool 3, the first trailer, is going to debut during the Super Bowl. We'll see about it. I don't know. There's some other rumors on here, but I'm not going to get into it since no spoilers. Masters of the Universe Revolution, the trailer is out on Netflix. For those of you who haven't, you know, been following, they've been doing an animated Masters of the Universe stuff for Netflix, and it looks pretty good. If you're a fan of that type of stuff, you know, go check it out.
Yes, it's good. The story's not great, but it looks good.
Absolutely. The Studio Mir, the people that did Legend of Korra and Voltron, may be working on X-Men 97. Actually, not maybe, they are. So we're looking to see some pretty good quality there. You know, I'd like, but I don't get everything I want in this world. So
I said, you like what?
I would want MAPPA to do X-Men 97. That sounds crazy.
Oh. MAPPA's tired, man. Let them rest.
Yeah. The POW World sweatshirt.
Yeah. The real world POW World.
I heard they have whips attached to the seats, so the artists just keep on.
Yeah.
They just tase them.
That's efficient. You need to go work over there and get them. The
He's giving them ideas. Write that down.
So this news actually got debunked later on, but they've been trying to get people to come to Sentry since Steven Yeun is no longer Sentry. And a couple of people have been trying out, and a lot of people have been passing on it. Dev Patel passed. Austin Abrams was in it from Euphoria, and then he passed. So I don't know what's going on with this movie or what's going on with this casting, but it's looking a little iffy. Apparently, there's also a Michael Jackson biopic coming out in 2025. He'll be played by his nephew, Jafar Jackson.
You need Flex Alexander back.
You know,
continue.
I'm not going to talk any more about Jonathan Majors stuff. He kind of was going to pay Dennis Rodman in 48 hours from Vegas, so whatever. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't post it. There's another movie that got dropped.
There's a movie, Dreams. On Searchlight Pictures.
Yeah, it's Magazine Dreams. Biopic.
Yep, they're trying to shop it again. Mia Goth from the Maxine, from the X, from the Pearl franchise, got sued for battery. We'll see. It's TMZ article. They're usually good about the facts, but, you know, fun to say that nowadays. So we'll follow that story. Eventually, she kicked this background actor, and this background actor was in the mud for like hours on a hot day, and they got like all kinds of gross stuff on them. I don't know. We'll see that. More importantly, she kicked him and she told him, "You're nothing," or something like that. I don't know. It was over dramatized.
He was in the mud for hours?
Yeah, I don't know. I read the TMZ article. Check it out.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Pretty much. Deborah Ann Woll and Eldon Henson are back for Born Again, and so is the actor that plays Bullseye. So excited. You know, I was slept on Daredevil for so long, but now I watched it recently and I'm so pumped that they're gonna try to bring that energy back and not, you know, try to MCU it and shoo it in.
Bullseye should become a staple in that underworld that Kingpin is building with his, I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah, he should be like a key villain for the street level heroes in the MCU.
Yep, very excited. There was an interview with Daniel Kaluuya and on why he refuses to work with less successful white actors. On Metro UK. Go check it out. I thought it was funny, but apparently people didn't like it. So it is hilarious. Go check it out. It's an interesting interview. Monsters 103, Mercy's Dragon, Damnation. Trailer's out on Netflix for those who are interested. Samson, do you have anything on that?
It's only 26 minutes, right? Just one episode. It follows the one shot, which Shonen Jump released a one shot if you want to read it. And it follows Ryuma, who's the character that's a zombie in the current One Piece. I don't want to spoil any more of the story than that, but it's like tied to One Piece. And there's a nice little scene
at the end.
Yeah. There's a nice little scene at the end where it ties into the scene in One Piece where you meet Ryuma. So it's cool. Very interesting. You should watch it if you haven't already.
I have not. I've wanted to watch it, so that's good. Beekeeper, number one movie in America. Who would have thought? Jason Statham being pulled back in for one more run.
No, you know, so, please.
I'm excited. I'm going to go watch this movie. No one judge me, please. Fast X Part 2 will be probably a throwback to the first film with a trim budget. Allegedly, they said, what in the article? They aren't going to be stealing VHS tape, reporters, but it's going to be a lower budget for sure. So less flying cars. Spaceman, Adam Sandler's drama movie. There's a trailer on Netflix. I actually thought this was really interesting. He becomes stranded and he's friends with an alien spider, but he thinks he's crazy instead. So go check it out. After Uncut Gems, he's actually showed he had the chops for it. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth official trailer is out. I'm so excited. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth coming out. It's like I'm literally on the edge. I just want to buy this game and spend too much money on it. if you're not excited about this, I don't know what to do for you. You're in the wrong podcast. Something else.
Same here.
Yep. Okay, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. I'm not going to talk about the box office for this. Ooh. I do hope it beats Quantumania just for shits.
That would piss everybody off in Marvel.
The trailer for the Vince Staples show is out on Netflix. Go check it out. Pauly Shore, of all people, is going to play Richard Simmons in a new biopic. And Richard Simmons disavowed it. And Pauly Shore is like, yeah, well, that's fine. He said also chewing at the end of it. let's see here. Jennifer Lopez, This Is Me Now, the film trailer is out for those who want to watch that for some reason. Jodie Foster confirmed she was offered Princess Leia, but she turned it down because of another Disney movie at the time. We're thinking it's Freaky Friday, based on the timeline.
Imagine.
The original, not the naturally with the what's-her-face.
Lindsay Lohan.
Who thinks she speaks Arabic.
Lindsay Lohan thinks she speaks Arabic? What?
Yes. Go look it up. It's a YouTube video. It's hilarious. She tries to go help some like homeless woman because she thinks she speaks Arabic. And the homeless woman, I think, spits on her. It's a great video.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so there's a lot of mergers and acquisitions in the world. Warner Brothers obviously has been prepping for getting themselves bought for a while. Paramount also is trying to get itself bought. We're going to see the landscape is going to shift greatly in the entertainment world over the next 10 years. I'm thinking at the end of the day, it's just going to be these companies with big cash. So your Amazons, your Apples, they're going to buy up, just eat everything that's there. So
Paramount subscription through Amazon Prime is a thing right now. That's how we got a free trial, was like sign up for Paramount through Amazon Prime. It's just crazy.
Warner Brothers rebranded their sports division to TNT Sports. So I follow that because I watched AEW wrestling. So we'll see how that all pans out.
Oh, yeah. Is it there? I think it's there. Never mind. Keep going.
Justice League, Crisis on Infinite Earths. You know, I hate the Tomorrowverse. I think the animation is choppy. And I think that it was unnecessary given everything that was going to happen in the DCU. Go check it out. I watched the first one. It's really good. I think it's a nice, unique take on the Crisis on Infinite Earth. And part two and part three are going to be released pretty quickly in succession. So part two trailer is out. So if you have watched the first one, check out the part two trailer. Allegedly, we're going to get in part two or part three some DCAU stuff, which is going to be great, right? So it's going to be an homage to the animation the DCAU, the DCAMU, everything. It's going to be amazing. So,
yeah, but none of them are on Max yet. That's the other thing.
No, you have to pay money for them.
Yeah, unfortunately. Sorry, y'all.
I don't know what kind of viewership. Yeah, our viewership may not be the kind that does that, or may need to go to the seas. Yeah, I'm not going to talk more about Madam Web. It's dumb. This movie's going to suck.
Thank you for that.
Unless it's about Sydney Sweeney. Listen, we only care about
she can save that movie.
I will go see Madam Web for the viewers. So I'll let you know. I'll give you an honest review when it comes out.
Thank you for your service.
Lord.
Yeah.
By myself.
Did you do that for Morbius?
I did, actually.
He did see Morbius.
That's commitment right there.
Harry Potter TV series. Apparently there might be multiple, and J.K. Rowling is involved for those people that do care about that. So TBD on all of that. I think it's going to make a bunch of money because apparently Hogwarts Legacy made $850 million, which is obscene.
Which is more than
Game of the Year.
Yeah,
more than any game that.
Yeah, not Game of the Year, just the highest selling game.
No, I'm saying it should be Game of the Year. It was the highest selling game. Everyone had it.
Despite all that controversy around it, too.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on.
So, of course, Daredevil Born Again should start filming again soon after all the changes that happened. They shifted production. Excited to see that. Just look at Vincent D'Onofrio's Twitter. He just leaks stuff like Mark Ruffalo. That's like, oh, but this, oh, but that, but the fans. All I can hear is his Law and Order Criminal Intent. Anyway, so Percy Jackson also on Disney had really good streaming numbers. It was a very solid start. I think people have been hankering for a good Percy Jackson series after the atrocities that we've seen over the years. So the fact that this is kind of up and out there is good.
Sam being excited about this is the biggest surprise, I think, to me.
Why don't y'all like Percy Jackson?
I don't know anything about it.
It's good.
It's like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe meets Harry Potter. Like, I couldn't even tell you the first thing about this. Like, I don't know anything about it.
I mean, I like Greek mythology, so
go play God of War.
They adapt. I did for a while. But.
All right.
I'm done seeing Kratos just kill all of them. It's boring. Superman
Kratos Legacy, versus Percy Jackson.
Superman Legacy, they're going to be bringing back a cinematographer, and he's going to bring pretty much the entire VFX team that was on Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 and the Suicide Squad to come help with him. Apparently, you know, the people that Gunn works with, doesn't matter where he is, they follow him. So you're going to see a lot of his style, hopefully, in this. We also say, Dakota Johnson was complaining about filming on blue screen. Sigh. Peacock's Ted, the show with the bear, was actually really well reviewed. So for those who have been hesitant to watch it or don't know about it, go check it out. It actually seems to be quite interesting. Mortal Kombat 2 has wrapped filming. For those who don't remember, there was a person with literal plot armor as the main character. Like, that was his superpower. Watch that movie when it comes out, drunk. Ryan Gosling has been in talks with Marvel Studios about playing Nova. Ryan Gosling has been in talks with Marvel Studios about stuff for years, so I don't know what's going on. We'll see if that rumor has any, you know, grounding. The new Suits series will be an entertainment law firm in L.A. Main character will be a young female Harvard Law alum who aspires to be made head of entertainment. That looks awful. yeah. We were talking in our chat about the original Suits series and how it went on too long. So this is like the antithesis of interesting. Apparently, Ta-Nehisi Coates' Superman film is still in development, which I don't like that. I don't like that there are Elseworlds. Ta-Nehisi? Sorry, yeah. My apologies. I don't like that there are Elseworlds Superman projects. I don't like that there are Elseworlds Batman projects, but I've accepted it because it was already, you know, going to happen. But I don't like that there are Elseworlds Superman projects. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
And that requires, yeah. People know that there are different Batmans, like they get it, but the Superman, it's messy.
Yeah.
It's not like confusing as to me as a comic fan, but I think to like the layman viewer.
GA,
right? General. Yeah, just anybody, just, I want to go see a Superman movie. And then they see another Superman movie. I just saw this. What's going on here? Like, it's too much.
I've had people ask me, when is Wolverine going to fight Batman? So yeah, there's going to be some confusion out there.
With your action figures, that's what. Bad Batch final season coming soon. check out the trailer if you're interested. I thought Bad Batch was kind of boring, but you know,
yeah, same. I don't think it was for us. It was a show made to sell toys.
Yep. So John Boyega will star as a young Eli in Book of Eli in the prequel series set 30 years before the film in the immediate aftermath of the nuclear event. I love John Boyega. Just give me more of this man in various sci-fi stuff. So Disney announced the HoloLite Floor, which is real-time AR, VR walking. So in case you thought that you trip a lot at home, this is going to be way worse for you. So we'll see what that looks like. Check out the demo. It's somewhere on Twitter.
It's like Ready Player One.
Yep.
Is it an experience on like an Oculus, or is it like a standalone thing that you buy from Disney? I got to look at the trailer, I guess. I hadn't heard about this. Yeah. I missed this one.
Yeah, Samsung posted it. Invincible Season 2, Part 2 premieres March 14th. People were mad at the creators because that they released it in parts. But the voice actor said they did everything at the same time. It was already done. They just chose to separate it in two so they can maximize their streaming numbers. So you should be mad at Amazon, not the people that create content, but, you know, all hail corporate overlords. Now, the most important piece of news, Raw, Monday Night Raw. It's coming to Netflix January 2025. They have a 10, I have a lot more information on this. They have a 10-year deal with an option to not renew after 5 years, or an option to renew after 10 years for potential 20 years. This is a huge deal. I think it's $10 billion or something like that. So $1 billion a year. It's something crazy amount. And, you know, we're going to see what, if these numbers really do. So in the US, it'll be on Netflix. And then outside the US, Raw and SmackDown will be on Netflix.
Wow.
So I'm thinking that Peacock is going to lose their WWE library. So we'll see how that goes. And then in the US, I think SmackDown is going to remain on USA Network. So I guess TBD on a lot of things. But the partnership there is improving, which means the Vince McMahon documentary for Netflix is definitely not going to be fucking released. we'll see how that all ends. Avatar The Last Airbender arrives on February 22 on Netflix. This is the live action that actually is decent. Yep. And then, one more passing. Gary Graham, for those who watch Star Trek Enterprise, he played Soval, the Vulcan. That was not the hot chick. So he was pretty good in the show. I liked Enterprise. People don't like Enterprise. Screw them. That's it. That's the news. 27 minutes.
Boom. Nice. Fastest news segment of all. Nice. Thank you, Fu. Take a drink of water.
Sorry, I think I missed some news as well.
So the trailer for that Avatar thing dropped as well.
Yes, it did.
Did y'all see that?
Yeah.
A little bit of it. I'm gonna watch it. It looks kinda good, I'm not gonna lie.
All right.
I hope it's more like One Piece and less like what was the Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah. I will say all of those look good trailer wise, and then like I watch Yu Yu Hakusho. That's not it.
Good god.
Cowboy Bebop.
Wait, hold on. Did you mention J.K. Rowling? Because I actually didn't hear that.
Yeah, I did. I said that J.K. Rowling's gonna be executive producer.
She not canceled?
I don't know why people keep getting surprised by that. Like, she literally made the books. Of course,
no. But I'm saying, like, if people are calling for her, like, you're supposed to be boycotting everything she do.
There's two pieces, right? One, she retains. She has the licensing structure, so she retains creative control in all forms of media, everything. So anything that happens as a post result of the books, she retains creative control. She will always have a creative writing credit, or a consulting credit, or a producing credit. Absolutely, it has to happen. That's literally in her. Number two, they want to cater to the Red Hat fans. So they want to include somebody that's going to be that. So that way they get everybody. But then they can also have plausible deniability and say, oh, but, you know, she only has this role. So, you know, they want it both ways.
I guess people don't hate J.K. Rowling enough, I guess. They love Harry Potter more.
There's also the fact that cancel culture just doesn't work. Like, Louis C.K. beat off in front of a bunch of women and still came back and won a Grammy.
I don't think people realize he beat off in front of a bunch of women.
I'm pretty sure that was the headline on multiple articles.
I'm pretty sure. But I think they forgot exactly that he did what they said.
I forgot who I was talking to. I had to explain to him, explain to whoever I was talking to that Louis C.K. was jerking off in front of women. He didn't just like, you know, do something benign. Like he's a creep. Like, I had to explain this to him because they didn't know.
I think you need to have less faith in humanity, Samson.
I guess, yeah.
What? Yo, chat wants to know what the hell.
Yes, yeah. he beat off in front of two comedians, I think. I think it was two women.
He cornered them in his hotel room, and then he got canceled for a while, and then he came back and somehow won a grand.
I think people forgot he did that, because I didn't forget. I'll never forget.
He did ask. He said, may I?
Don't matter. Yeah, after he locked him in the room with him.
Right. Hey, can I jerk off now?
Yeah.
Roman Polanski got a standing ovation for his work. That was after everyone knew that he was a child rapist. Yeah. He's literally hiding in France because of what happened. Like,
Harvey Weinstein was getting applause at every award show for like 20 years.
I cannot rewatch like a Lord of the Rings rewatch without being like, oh God.
This was it. I know as soon as I know something happened, I don't forget that this person did this thing.
Yeah.
Like that's why I can't listen to R. Kelly no more.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't do it. This all gotta cut it out. It's all stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I listened to the Dave Chappelle version. And then Dave's getting a little iffy lately too, so
Hey, big shout out for the Prime subs in the chat. Appreciate y'all. Thank you, moderator. Moderator Lucid. We got a couple Prime Gaming dropping those subs. 2024 coming on strong. We got a moderator and we got some subs. And we're educating the audience. Rating? Yeah, we're gonna start rating. We're educating the audience about Louis C.K.'s propensity for creepiness. Don't ever be alone in a room with him.
Also, don't ever ask me who did something. Like, hey, is this okay to watch? I'll tell you exactly what the creator did.
Sam is a snitch.
I'll ruin everything for you. Yeah, basically, I'll ruin everything for you.
All right,
go ahead, Sean.
Speaking of ruining everything, 2023 is over. We put together a list for y'all of our personal tops of 2023. I'm going to get the categories up on the stream since I know y'all in the chat. It was like a month ago that we put this together. If you either want to look back at those categories that we had, but I will call them out. I will be your award presenter this evening. So let's put this into practice. Let's see if my PowerPoint magic transfers to the big screen. All right. So far, so good. All right. And kicking us off first is Just Ramblin's 2023 year in review. So, first up.
Oh, I can't see. Go ahead.
Best comic or superhero adaptation. And according to Just Ramblin, that is, do you want to share?
Are we doing drum rolls?
I forgot. I'll tell you. You wrote down. I guess I'm gonna tell you what you put.
You forgot your own list.
All right, y'all sent them to me in a DM. So if you need to go reference that, it was Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was what you put.
Yeah, I thought it was phenomenal for multiple reasons. One is James Gunn. He always knows how to bring the emotion. Two, the one thing I always credited him with doing with the Guardians of the Galaxy team is taking a bunch of like D-list and F-list characters and making them household names. Because it's like before the first film came out, nobody knew anything about a Star-Lord or Groot, Gamora or anything. And for him to take it as far as he did and then give Rocket the backstory that he did, going into so much depth and making this, you know, seemingly like comedic relief asshole kind of character, it's like easily the most like kind of like the heart and soul of the entire Guardians team. Mm-hmm. If you really look at it.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper was like such. Every time I think about it, I'm like, that's Bradley Cooper. Like he crushed it.
Yeah,
he crushed absolutely. It. Yeah, he crushed it.
It was funny. It was heartwarming, and it was like I honestly would put it up there as like the best like trilogy in the MCU.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah, and he also had the hurdle to overcome with like the whole story with Gamora and Peter, because Gamora got killed in was it Infinity War? So they had to like, they had to step around that, and that can be very convoluted and frustrating. And he could have took the easy route and just made it be like, oh, hey, Gamora falls in love with Peter all over again. But he let her commit to that. It's like, you got to see the Gamora before Peter, where she's like, yeah, she's a bit on the hard edge. Like, she's gritty, but she still has a heart. And she just happened to find a new family outside of the Guardians. And even though it's sad because, you know, we would have liked to see Peter and Gamora be together, it's just, you know, sometimes life doesn't turn out the way you expect. And I think that's a beautiful lesson and a beautiful ending for both of those characters.
Yeah, that movie was definitely a celebration. All right. Speaking of celebrations, let's celebrate the best anime of 2023, according to... Just Rambling.
Oh, Jujutsu Kaisen, easily. Yeah,
you're season not, two. You are not the only person who had that on your list.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if everyone chose that. But for like the exact reasons everyone chose here, like quality animation, quality storytelling, like Gojo is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, I don't classify this as a shonen. I know it is. I guess it's technically a shonen, but it's like...
It's in Shonen Jump. It is a shonen.
Man, but it doesn't follow any of those tropes.
Yes, it does. It follows all of them.
Okay, but it does it. Okay, but it does it better. Okay, this is not my list. This is not my list. This is not my list. This is not my list.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I would like to thank the, what was it, MAPPA Studios?
MAPPA. Thanks for
I would like to thank them for their indelible sacrifice. We appreciate them. And yeah, we hope they survive next season.
Can we send them muffins?
Send them like keys to get out of the chains that are tying them into that basement that they must be working in right now. All right, best TV show. Do you remember?
I got the list right here. Succession season 4. Like, without spoiling it for anybody, I think this is some of the best television we've seen
in
a long time. Like, it's just to give you anyone a summary who hasn't watched it, it's pretty much the story of, I think it's inspired by the Murdoch family.
Yes, 100%.
Like Rupert Murdoch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rupert Murdoch of Fox News and the whole empire. It's pretty much like Game of Thrones on a family billionaire level where everyone's vying for power. Everyone's trying to cutthroat one another. Everyone's forming alliances. And, you know, amidst all of that, it has an amazing story, amazing characters. Like, there are some episodes where, like, a random individual will pop up and somehow they just seem like the star of the show because they're so well cast,
right,
and so well acted.
Tom Wamsgans, man, what a character.
Yeah But yeah, easily, like, I'm sad that it was the final season, but I'm glad they got to end it on their terms and it's a complete story.
Totally agree. Best anime adaptation.
One Piece.
Easy.
One, because it's the only good one. And two, it actually got me into One Piece. And that's rare that happens. It's like, I've always wanted, you know, comic book movies to inspire people to go read comics. But unlike manga, where it's like, if someone reads, like, watches a Spider-Man movie, they can't just go back and be like, oh, yeah, I want to read Spider-Man 1 all the way through up until now. And it's like, okay, you want to read Amazing Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, Spectacular Spider-Man? Wait, no, there's an alternate reality version of that. But
right,
it gets really convoluted. But because of One Piece, like, I actually started watching the anime. And, like, I got all the way through East Blue. I think I'm up to, Dressrosa. So, you know, it's pretty fascinating that, like, a show can do that. Because it has such a negative backstory. It has such, like, a negative connotation where it's like you hear anime adaptation and it's just terrible. But in this one, it turned out to be pretty inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they committed to all the weirdness. Like,
they definitely committed to the weirdness.
Yeah, very often adaptations try to make things cool or like gritty or like realistic, but they were like, no, let's have like the snail phones, let's have the weird camera zooms and everything, like, let's keep all the quality things that everyone loves about anime.
Yeah That definitely was a very stylized show. All right, speaking of stylized, best video game of 2023, what could it be?
Baldur's Gate 3.
What could it
easily
be? Hey!
Like, a game's going to be great when other studios have to come out and say, hey, let's not make this the standard for every other game.
Yeah.
We don't want y'all developing like expectations for us or anything.
Pretty
this is its own
much
thing.
That was like the predominant articles around that when that game came out, and they were like, this is why not every game can be like that. It was like, all right.
Just like, when other studios start making excuses, you know you have an amazing game on your hands. And it exceeded all of my expectations. everywhere.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. It's
like it was so good that like I'm kind of worried for the, because I'm a huge fan of Dragon Age. Mm. And I'm worried about how that's going to turn out, because that's the living Baldur's Gate shadow.
Yeah, but if the BioWare continues to do what they're going to do, that's going to be a more action-focused game. Like, the last Dragon Age game was not a CRPG. It was like, you were like over the shoulder. You remember that, right?
Yeah,
wasn't that what they did?
I think that was two, but I think with the most recent Inquisition, they tried to incorporate like a bit more RPG elements because of the complaints from Dragon Age 2.
Okay. Yeah,
but
they got a lot to live up to.
Yeah, good luck to them.
All right, best animated film.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Like, it's just, you can't compete with it. Like, when the first one redefined animation as a whole, the second one is just going to exceed those expectations entirely.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, factor in, like, amazing story, amazing characters. I like the little switcheroo they did by having, like, Gwen also be kind of a main character. Because, like, it starts with her, ends with her, but then, like, you know, it intertwines with Miles's arc, and then her story, her arc ends completely like with her dad, and then Miles's is going to continue into Beyond the Spider-Verse. And I thought it was a very clever way of like interweaving the two and like giving them both like a full-fledged story.
Right. Yeah, totally agree. First movie exceeded expectations, and then this one, all it needed to do was that. And then it did more. And I was like, holy shit. Like in the first 20 minutes, I remember looking over it. I think I was sitting next to Pat and I was like, this movie's incredible. Like, yeah. I was like, I'm not usually blown away that quick into a movie, but it was like that Leonardo da Vinci fight. And I was like, this is wild.
Yeah. It's like, it's very rare that like you get to see something that like blows you away. Like genuinely like gives you that childlike wonder.
Yeah.
And I think, because of like the amazing animation, like it makes you look like you're seeing something for the first time, and that's what makes it special.
Yeah. Speaking of special, I might have just spoiled it for those of you who are quick in the chat. Best movie.
Barbie.
Barbie. What a selection.
Bruh. Okay. So one of my favorite stories in philosophy is Plato's Allegory of the Cave. And to give you a little summary of it, it's pretty much the stages of enlightenment. Where it's like in the beginning, you start off in a cave and you see only the world that's projected to you. And then due to whatever reason, you start to obtain higher levels of enlightenment. And I thought Barbie brilliantly executed that concept. In the beginning, she's in this perfect world that's presented to her where nothing goes wrong. And then she has this glass shattering moment where her feet go flat. And then from there, like she's forced to see like the world beyond her own and, you know, meet all these characters and realize that not everything is perfect for women, and not yet everything is as like clean cut and, you know, sublime as she expected it to be, and she has to confront that. And, you know, aside from the cleverness of that concept, I thought it was also a beautiful message of like for women, where along the lines of, you know, you're not beautiful because you're perfect. It's your imperfections that make you beautiful. And like Barbie has to go on that journey and, you know, that, you know, questioning herself, and even like Billie Eilish's song that blends so brilliantly with it, where it's like, you know, she asks like, what was I made for?
Mm.
And then, you know, you factor in Ken, you factor in Will Ferrell's hilarious performance.
That was a good use of Will Ferrell.
Yeah. And then you factor in the ending where you just have that montage where it's just like this tribute to women as a whole. Like, I just thought it was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not often you get to see Rita Perlman hitting that surprise cameo. It was cool. Danny DeVito's wife. All right. Yeah, totally agree. I snuck in a surprise at the end of each of ours. This was not in the list of our votings, but for you, Just Ramblin', I put Best Cameos Tangent from 2023. What was your favorite tangent that we went on?
Best cameos tangent. I think it was like somehow we always related something to Jonathan Majors. Like what the topic was.
For
was
months.
Like, hey, remember that time he brought up Coretta Scott King to a white woman? Like, just out of nowhere.
All right. Yeah, the Jonathan Majors tangents were real good. Marvel tangents in general were very strong as we slowly slid into, oh shit, this might be the new reality. All right, cool. Thank you very much. That is Just Ramblin's year of 2023 in the rear view. All right,
wait. Let me slide some news in there.
Oh, okay.
Real quick.
because you mentioned Barbie, since Barbie was his movie of the year. Mm-hmm. Greta, the director, Greta Gerwig, and yes, Margot Robbie did not receive Oscar nominations, along with America Ferrera. Is that her name? She got an Oscar nomination.
Yeah.
But Greta and Margot did not receive Oscar nominations.
Which, so they were snubbed. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, even
just throwing it out there, that's crazy.
Like, take away the aspect of like that being easily one of the best films of the year. It made $1 billion. It's like, at what point do you factor all that in and be like, okay, put aside all these other films that people haven't seen? It's like, all due respect to those movies, but it's like, no one really sees the Oscar bait films.
Right.
Barbie was a phenomenon, and yet still it doesn't get recognition.
Well, the Ken song,
self-indulgence.
The Ken song won, what was that? The best original song. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Gosling was like, what?
That was a meme for that.
What? All right. We're limited on time here, so let's keep cruising. Next up, the man himself, 4K Foo, best of 2023, according to Foo. All right, starting it off on the top, sir, your best comic book or superhero adaptation from 2023. Let's hear it.
I was specific on this. Michael Keaton's Batman.
And I wrote down Michael Keaton's Batman.
Not the whole movie, just what Andy Muschietti did with Michael Keaton's Batman was phenomenal. It literally stole the show for me, for everything. But I can just, if you remove all the other fluff and just keep that as a YouTube clip, I'm watching that later when it comes out. So,
all right. One reason to go watch The Flash, or at least those.
Wait till The Brave and the Bold comes out. It's fine.
Yeah, don't,
no reason to watch.
Don't go watch it. Go watch a YouTube clip of Michael Keaton Batman. All right, it's best anime of 2023 according to Foo.
So this was a left take. Japanese Tales of the Macabre. For those who haven't watched this, it's on Netflix. It's a collection of Japanese short stories. It's like a horror anime. And again, a little philosophical here and there. For those who haven't seen like Mushi Master or Mushishi or whatever it's called, it really harkened to that. It's an old series I used to watch. It's on Crunchyroll. I felt that this had that same energy, you know, just very mellow, something you can keep on in the background. And it's a little creepy, so I liked it. I'm sick of all the shonen stuff, so this was a good nice refresher for me.
All right. Go check it out. It's probably not on your list, but maybe it should be. Best TV show.
Best TV show. I put The Bear. For those who haven't watched The Bear, go check it out. It's about a chef who has to go back and work in, you know, a smaller, you know, restaurant and due to some other stuff happening. And it's just great acting, really. It's listed as a comedy drama series, so take that as you will, whatever insight. But go check it out. It's I can't do it justice. It's a really good show.
That was the second season, and yeah, it was phenomenal. I think I binged that in like a day. It was very, very good. All right, best anime adaptation.
One Piece live action. Obviously, I'm not going to repeat what JR said, so we can move on for time. But yeah.
I mean, this is your take. Why did you think it was the best anime adaptation? Was it because there was nothing else good?
Emily Rudd.
Was that Nami?
Yeah, that's pretty much the reason. We can
her, yeah, take that. Her DMs are probably just saturated right now.
Yep.
All right. Best video game.
So I put Baldur's Gate 3. I played 2 hours of this game, and I've just already been obsessed. Yep. I refuse to pay $70 for it, but when it goes down, I'm gonna get the whole thing. So.
I would not expect this one on Game Pass, fellas. Whether you're into that or not, but it'll hit a sale eventually. Probably sometime this year. All right, yes, best animated film.
Across the Spider-Verse, hands down, amazing movie. Watched it like multiple times.
Yeah.
So glad I got to see it in theaters. I'm hooked. I cannot wait until the next one.
Did you see it multiple times in theaters?
In theaters and on Netflix.
Right.
I also bought it, I think.
Wow. No $70 for Baldur's Gate.
You got the physical? Did you buy the Blu-ray?
No, I don't buy Blu-rays and Steelbooks.
All right, well, they're going to take it from me then.
Yep.
Someone's going to snatch that soon. Don't worry about it.
Sam's got it loaded onto his iPod shuffle. Ready for the apocalypse. All right. Yep. Best movie.
Oppenheimer.
Boom.
Yeah, very, very good movie.
It was solid. I was late to the party, but man, that was a...
You can't beat it. It's classic Nolan. Boom.
Yep. Yeah. Sound mixing aside. All right. So for Foo, our special category is best fast food news.
It was the peanut butter burger from Sonic.
That's too funny. Oh shit. I think my stream froze. Hold on.
Oh.
Wait. Oh, you all are frozen. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh no, it's just JR is not moving. Okay.
Oh.
You were just like in this position, and I thought we were just frozen, and I was like, "Oh shit!" All right,
I was doing the mannequin challenge.
It was frozen for a second.
Okay, we're good now. We're okay. Good. Sorry, I did that. I need to turn off that setting on Windows where like you shake a window and then everything else closes. Anyway,
Lucid 2 says need to stop snitching in the chat.
Yeah, he's got Pow World over here. Like, Work harder. All right. Bacon peanut butter burger. It's an abomination. Go try it out. All right.
Don't try it out. Don't ever try it out. You're not going to Sonic.
Is anybody frozen? All right. We're good.
Y'all need to cook your meals.
Is this me? This is me. Hey. All right. So I'll take it from here. Best of 2023. According to O'Shaughnessy, so I had best comic book or superhero adaptation, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. I thought that this was absolutely phenomenal. I think I enjoyed a lot of the other properties that you guys had mentioned. Michael Keaton Batman's cool, I guess, but like Guardians 3 was great. I just thought this was, when you think about a comic book or superhero movie, this was just bar none the best of that. I mean, I had everything that I wanted. I didn't really know anything about Miles Morales before these movies came along. And then this in conjunction with the Spider-Man games, I'm all in. Best anime, Blue Eye Samurai. Samson, I slept on it. Sorry. No,
hold on. That's not an anime, man.
It absolutely is an anime.
No, it is not.
I'm classified. It's my list. This is my list.
You can't gentrify anime.
I'm just
smash it.
Is Jujutsu Kaisen a ghetto? What is happening? What?
No, it's the anime. It's the studio that makes it.
Listen, Blue Eye Samurai. No.
Fine, you keep it.
I'm taking it. It's in the style of.
Fine.
It's a Western anime.
Fine.
You know, now that we're having this argument, I was about to say, like, what would you call Avatar The Last Airbender? And I'm like, it's a Western anime. I should have appended my title just for this one. Best Western anime. Listen, Jujutsu Kaisen season 2, y'all all had it on your list. I was just like, I'm good. Well, actually, Foo had the thing that I have never heard of in my life, but I knew that Jujutsu Kaisen was going to get recognized. I wanted to throw something else out there. This was phenomenal. This definitely deserves a watch. It is an anime style cartoon. It's amazing. Go watch it.
It is fantastic.
Sam, I'm just trying to spread the good word. Why you gotta?
It's fine. I'm a stickler for.
Gotta spit in my cornflakes. Best TV show of this year. This was hard. This was a really hard one. But I said Beef, I think, was the best TV show that I watched this year. It was original. I had never seen anything like it. It was just a good standalone story. I don't know if they're going to do another season, but even if they do, This is just so good in and of itself. Fantastic. That was a hard one for me, though. Best anime adaptation. All right. I was a little liberal with this one. Sam's going to be pissed at this choice, too. But I said best anime adaptation was Castlevania Nocturne. I didn't. Y'all just took anime adaptation to mean like a live anime adaptation. But I interpreted it to mean an anime that was adapted. And this was a video game that was adapted into an anime.
That's fair.
It's an anime adaptation.
No, I didn't. I knew what you meant. It's just when I started to think of things, I couldn't think of anything
and
that wasn't a live action.
And if I wanted to do this in the way that I think that y'all had defined it, I would have absolutely said One Piece. But Castlevania Nocturne definitely deserves a shout out. That was phenomenal. Fantastic anime adaptation of a very popular video game from the 80s and 90s. This is on Netflix. Definitely check it out. It was very, very, very good. Best video game. All right. This one's for Lucid, our moderator. We got World of Warcraft Classic Season of Discovery. Now, I 100% agree that Baldur's Gate 3 is probably critically and technically the better game, but World of Warcraft released this Season of Discovery on their classic servers, and we had a blast. I've been playing that so much up until this crazy game just came out, but it was phenomenal. It continues to be phenomenal, and it got me reinterested in WoW in a way that I didn't think I could be anymore. It definitely reinvigorated that like old school MMO like sense of discovery. No pun intended. It is goated. I did not play Spider-Man 2 yet. Chat is asking. It's on my list. I know it's very good. I did play the first one.
It was great. It was great. The only reason I wouldn't give it Game of the Year over Baldur's Gate 3 is because like we've seen it all before. Like it took the original Spider-Man game formula and just made it better. Whereas Baldur's Gate 3 felt like something fresh.
Yeah. I think, so full disclosure, I think Baldur's Gate 3 is going to stand as like one of my favorite video games of all time. It's going to be like up there with like the Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time kind of thing. Like that yeah. is going to have a special place in my memory forever. This past year, though, when I think about things that stand out to me, the WoW Classic Season of Discovery like did something, I think, pretty phenomenal. That I think deserves some recognition. So that's why that's on my list. Best animated film. I put it on here twice because it was that nice. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. It was just amazing. It was the best animated movie. Just no doubt about it. I cannot say enough good things.
O'Shaughnessy playing fast and loose with these rules.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not a fan of how O'Shaughnessy just, like, you know.
What?
He didn't tell us these rules. He just changed them up.
I'm the one who put it all in there. What do you mean I didn't make the rules? I know nobody ever said that you couldn't put it on there twice.
Typically, Penny Parker was an anime character in Across the Spider-Verse, so let's just put that as anime and anime adaptation as well.
There was no rules against having the same movie for more than one category. That we never said that.
We need to hammer this out next year.
Yeah, we'll
get all the guidelines down because I'm confused.
This is seeming like I'm just like taking the show and just making it whatever I want it to be. I promise that's not what it is.
Wait, we had a bunch of side categories that I gave him answers for.
Oh yeah, well, you were the only one that did that.
I was.
Yeah, I said don't do it. I said we can do some notable callouts, but this episode is running crazy long already, so we could save that for another one. We'll do this more professionally at the end of this year. 2024 in review will be more thoughtful. All right. Finally, best movie. I don't remember what I put here. Godzilla Minus One. Yeah. So good. This was awesome. We walked out of that movie. Sam had a broken iPod, but it was worth the whole experience.
It was not worth it for me.
It was awesome. I love Godzilla Minus One. It was phenomenal. They're just, I didn't think there were that many great movies. I mean, honestly, I could have put Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse here three times, but then y'all really would have been pissed at me. So Godzilla Minus One, best movie. Best game I did not finish is my category.
Where do you begin?
I'm going to go with Warcraft Rumble, just because that's a sore subject of today.
Did you pick this category and not have an answer?
It's a meme. It's a meme that everybody gives me shit for not finishing games. So, yeah. I played so many. Honestly, my true answer is Baldur's Gate 3. I haven't gotten around to finishing it yet, but I need to. But I'm trying to take my time with it.
So. That's fair, because there's like 800 different ways to beat that game.
I know, and I need to be in like right headspace for it. So definitely Baldur's Gate 3 would be on that list, but I need to go back and finish. I need to finish Spider-Man so that I can go play the second one. There's a number of games that are out there that I definitely need to go back and do. All right. That's my list. Let's bring it home with the man of the hour. The S in cameos. Mr. Samsung.
Sorry, I thought we were gonna change the cameos.
Oh yeah, we haven't done that yet. We'll do it. We'll do that this year for sure. Godzilla was not mid. You're wrong. Take it back. Take it back, moderator. Ban this man.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Watch it in black and white. It's coming out soon. Or it already came out.
I thought Godzilla Minus One was phenomenal. There was so much emotion.
It was great.
Emotion. With the
I forgot how you say it. Heisei, Godzilla.
This isn't my list anymore. This is your list now. Samson, best comic or superhero adaptation of 2023.
Let me scroll through my list. I think Guardians 3.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Can I say my other stuff too, since I answered all this?
Just for you.
I'm going to do that. I'm special. But I think the best comic book adaptation character was Victor Timely. I think that was done really well by Coretta Scott King's man, Jonathan Majors. Best moment was in Gen V when she blew up the dick. That was very hilarious. Most comic accurate was a Blue Beetle. Super accurate to the comics. Plus, they changed the comics to accommodate the villain in Blue Beetle. Like, they created her for the comic. They put her in the comics after they created her in the movie. So, super accurate. Best hero was Rocket Raccoon. And then best villain was Homelander or High Evolutionary. So, yeah, that's all my stuff. But, yeah, Guardians 3 was very fantastic, very amazing. Best comic book film that I saw this year, last year.
Okay. Index. Best anime.
Jujutsu Kaisen, hands down. I read the manga for everything that I watch. So, for me, whenever something's added, adapted from the manga, and it's like one-to-one, I love it. So Jujutsu Kaisen is literally one-to-one with the manga. A lot of times they take out stuff because it's like too much for TV. They don't do that with Jujutsu Kaisen. Not really. So I really love Jujutsu Kaisen. And then MAPPA, we talk about it all the time. They put in so much work. And I'm so grateful for that MAPPA team. I really want the best for them. I really want them to get some vacations, some rest. Like I don't want them struggling like they have been, but they've been doing a fantastic job.
I hope the UN gets involved.
Yeah, something needs to happen for them. But I will say the best animation that I've seen though is not in Jujutsu Kaisen. It's in One Piece, because those One Piece Wano fights look fantastic. It was the best animation I've seen all year. I will say that. All right, what's next, Sean?
Best TV show.
Best TV show, The Bear. Who said The Bear? Was it also Fu? I think Fu said the bear as well.
I think it was Fu.
Yeah, it was Fu.
Yeah, the bear is fantastic. If you haven't seen the bear, watch the bear. And it's like, for all my friends that have worked in the restaurant industry, they say it's exactly like this.
Well,
season two was just them. Well, season one is like that. Season two was them growing in their business, and they're trying to like learn how to be a real restaurant. Mm-hmm. So they start to travel. So you get to see character development. And I love that. I love to see like characters develop.
And like,
that was really good.
It's not like anybody that we know that's worked in the industry, because this is a Michelin star restaurant. But yes, yeah, it is like.
But they want to be a Michelin star restaurant.
Correct. Correct. That's well, by the end of it is like they get it all put together, and no spoilers, but yeah, it's very much like that. All right.
Very good.
Any notable call outs for best TV show?
Also Beef, Blue Eye Samurai, and Last of Us. I had all those on my list.
Yeah, Last of Us was great.
Multiple reasons. Yeah. Beef, if you want to binge something, watch Beef. If you want a great story, watch Blue Eye Samurai. And if you want to see great acting, watch Last of Us. Like, it's...
The funny thing about The Last of Us is like it was so accurate that I couldn't properly enjoy it because I knew everything that was coming, like just to a T.
You were just waiting for that thing to happen.
Yeah, yeah. The best episode was easily the one with the with Ron Swanson and the gay couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should do
I like that they added that. That was a great addition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should add more stuff like that.
Yeah. It was really good. But, and I see you say all this, and then I still said The Bear is better. We had a lot of good TV.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Year. It was a hard, that was a hard category this year.
All right. Yeah, it was.
Best anime adaptation.
It was the One Piece live action.
Mm.
It was just done really well. The only thing I didn't like is how they did Garp and how they changed Nami's story. So I think we've talked about it before, right? The way it is in the actual anime and the manga, Nami's village, they all know what she's doing. Her sister knows what she's doing, right? That's why she has tattoos. It's in solidarity. And they take that out. I think that ruins a lot of like the depth of her character, right? And the depth, the severity of what's happening to these people in the village. Like when you take that out, it just doesn't hit as well for me. And then Garp wasn't Garp. So I really hated that. But then everything else was really good. How they adapted the manga, how they like tied everything together, how they like shortened it in a way where it still made sense. Like it was done really well. And I just didn't see anything else this year that was done as well as One Piece. So I had to give it to One Piece.
Mm.
But the best CGI was Yu Hakusho. CGI in One Piece is terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
I thought Yu Hakusho was this year. That came out last year?
It came out last year.
Oh.
It came out last year. But it's not good. It's only five episodes. They rushed through it. But the CG is great. The fight scenes in the Yu Hakusho is ridiculous. So if nothing else, just watch some fight scenes.
All right. Easy peasy. All right, best video game, according to Samsung.
No question, Warcraft Rumble.
Good one.
Fantastic game. Don't even play anything else. Go ahead and download it right now. It's free. Get them freemium games on your phone.
Take out a second mortgage because they're going to keep asking you for money.
Yeah. Come join us. Come join the clan. Come join the Mugiwaras. We take care of you. It's good over here. I had to kick O'Shaughnessy this morning. Just Rambo almost got kicked. So
isn't this like what they call in the game mobile gaming industry a whale?
I'm not a whale.
He doesn't spend money. He doesn't spend money. He just wastes time. Grind. It's even worse.
I grind.
Time is money, friends. All right.
You don't need no Baldur's Gate 3. Come join us on Warcraft.
Yeah, you have any notable mentions in that video game category? Or you just need to take a moment to tell everybody to crank out those Arc-like challenges?
It's Warcraft Rumble and TFT for me.
All right. Best animated film.
Across the Spider-Verse. No question, it is fantastic. That movie is so good. It's so good. And I wanted to talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I've really thought about it because the Mutant, what's it called? Mutant Mayhem or whatever it's called.
I came really close to putting that down.
Yeah, that if you haven't seen that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated movie, it is so good. Rogen? What's his name? Not Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, yeah.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You're thinking of Joe Rogan.
I don't know why. Yeah, it was. But Seth did an amazing job.
Turtles was awesome.
Yeah, it was so good. But Across Spider-Verse. that was a great part of it too. I could feel it, right? Yeah. Since all of them are teenagers, I can feel like, oh, I feel like these are teens talking, like this is great. But Across Spider-Verse, fantastic. Yeah. Every version of Across Spider-Verse, right? I've seen it multiple times. So I remember sitting in the theater with Panama, me and Panamanian Thunder, we were sitting there looking at the movie, and I whispered, yeah, yo, didn't they say something else last time?
And it was funny. Into a movie.
Basically, yeah, every time you saw the movie, it was a different version. It was really throwing me off.
So, this is how Mandela Effect happens. This is yes. The Fruit of the Loom logo, but for movies.
Exactly. They try to say you lying. Like, no, man, I remember. I'm not crazy. Wait,
hold on.
Or we're slipping through the multiverse right now, and every time.
Any notable mentions in that category? Best animated film? No.
Across the Spider-Verse.
And TMNT.
And TMNT. Yeah, that was good. That was very good.
Best movie.
Best movie, they cloned Tyrone. All right, they cloned Tyrone on Netflix. It set with me, right? It set with my spirit. I felt that movie, especially since I'm black, if y'all couldn't tell by the, you know, bandana that's not tied, using it like a fake durag. I'm black. I mean, so when I saw this movie about like the black experience and how like throwing the conspiracy in there and like the whole trope of like, oh, they want you to, they trying to get us right with the mind control. That's why all the music is the same. That's why they got us eating the fried chicken. That's why they got us drinking 40s, right? That's why there's all these liquor stores in the neighborhood. All these things, like, well, it's not tropes, but like true things that they throw it in the movie, right? With like the sci-fi element, the callbacks to like other black things, like even the malt liquor they were drinking is like a reference to Black Dynamite or something. It's like the same brand of malt liquor that's in another movie, right? All those things they put in there, fantastic. The acting was fantastic. Like I didn't expect much from John Boyega until I saw him and they cloned Tyrone, right? They even got Erykah Badu to redo her song with like a new cloned version. And like, it is so good. I really love that movie. That's it. I love that movie. Watch They Clone Tyrone on Netflix. That's the best movie I saw last year.
I need to check that out.
All right.
You didn't watch They Clone Tyrone?
No.
Oh, watch it. It is so good. It's hilarious. I watched it so many times.
Yeah, for some reason, I ain't gonna answer it, but I'll check it out.
Watch it. Best acting I saw was Oppenheimer. And CGI, unfortunately, Aquaman had fantastic CGI. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, that fight with Black Manta.
Did you even say that in this segment?
Gotta throw Aquaman out there. I'm not a hater.
Throw Aquaman out there for the
parts I was awake for. It was pretty solid.
The parts that I was awake for made me realize that they were sponsored by Guinness, and then I fell back asleep. They were drinking Guinness in like every other scene. All right. Sam, I think you might have already given us your answer for this, but best freemium game of 2023.
Oh, of course, no question. Warcraft, Rumble,
over
come join us.
TFT?
I'm not great at TFT. I'm only plat. As my friend Muscles would say, I'm piss weak. I cannot get to master. So it's too hard. No matter how much I grind, I can't get past platinum.
All right. Well, that's what 2024 is for. Maybe we'll get to Grandmaster. Who knows?
I'm literally trying. I try every day.
If we want to upset Samsung, do we just go on his phone, add a credit card, and buy a bunch of stuff on these games so he's far ahead and he doesn't end
in? No, that would help him. See, what you do is you find the game he's really enjoying, join the clan, and don't participate whatsoever.
That's it. I'm not. That's the plan.
Don't do that. Don't play with me.
Hey,
I don't ask for much.
Fully into Warcraft Rumble for a solid number of weeks, and then it became not fun. I just was doing the same ass thing.
It asked me for $5, 3 logins in a row.
Yeah, it was like, hey, here's 60 free coins. You want to buy this 90 coin thing? Yeah, freemium's not for me.
Sorry, hold on. Can I share this story also before we?
You may, please.
I was sent this story. Shout out to Over Ascension for sharing the story with me. Apparently, Ryan Gosling is also upset about the snubs of Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig. So he released a statement. I'm not going to read the statement, but he released a statement about them not receiving Oscar nominations. So he's upset as well.
She didn't. Margot Robbie did not even receive a nomination for
nothing.
No, she didn't receive a nomination. So Greta didn't get one for best picture. What? Best director, right?
What did she direct?
Is that what it is? She directed Barbie.
Oh, gotcha.
So Greta directed Barbie, and if Barbie, usually the movie that gets a best picture nomination also gets like a the director gets a best director nomination.
I'm looking at the Emma Stone, Annette Bening, Sandra Hüller, Carey Mulligan, and Lily Gladstone.
With all due respect to all those actresses, they were all featured in films that no one really saw like that.
Killers of the Flower Moon was good, but I don't know how many people actually saw it. I haven't even heard of a lot of these other movies.
Yeah. Are you all familiar with the Oscar process and how like the nominations work and everything?
It's like a panel it's a panel of judges, right? Like internally. Panel of bullshit. Yeah.
That's for the actual voting, yeah.
They'll send screeners out to like all the people that are voting. Like it's like, oh, let's check this out. So it's like, you don't want to be like in a room. It's like, oh, check out this beautiful artistic film, blah blah blah. You don't be like, oh, and it's Barbie. You know, like they're not gonna want to watch that, right? So there's a little bit of an elitist, you know.
Well, I mean, all these movies are definitely Sundance.
It's sad. It's always the same type of film that gets nominated.
Yeah.
Right. And then they like comedies don't get their just due, or like superhero films also, right? They don't get their just due.
I think that's why Angela Bassett didn't win best supporting actress last year.
Right. Or even when I remember when The Dark Knight came out, right? The only reason there was a nomination is because Heath Ledger passed. If he hadn't, you know, they probably wouldn't have given it that just due, despite how good it was, especially that year. There wasn't.
I think Robert Downey Jr. Sorry, go ahead, Fu.
I was about to say, yeah, if they saw Heath Ledger in a Burger King commercial just as the Joker, it would have been the end.
But,
I was going to say, I think Robert Downey Jr. just had a statement on this about how he was like kind of like whatever, that none of the movies, he was like, I think I did some of my best work in those movies and they just weren't even considered because of the genre that they were. And it's like, I get it. But at the same time, it's like Robert Downey Jr. was pretty fucking phenomenal in those movies. Like him and Chris Evans brought the chemistry that, you know, in hindsight, might be the only reason that it was as successful as it was up until now. So for them to not get any kind of Academy recognition for that because of, you know, these like Oscar bait movies. I think that is kind of bullshit.
And therein lies the issue with its dwindling viewership. It's like every year you see articles saying like, oh, record low for viewers for the Emmys, the Oscars, this, that. And it's like, what do you expect people to watch? Like, why would they be invested in these award shows when it's a bunch of films that they've never seen?
Mm-hmm. It's like
everyone's...
No, I was gonna say, I haven't watched the Oscars, Emmys, any of them in years, specifically because of how the process works. Right? Yeah.
There's also a lot of bribery involved.
Yeah. Also, and to me, like back to Greta and Margot, for Barbie to be nominated for Best Picture, but then Margot Robbie doesn't get a nomination for her performance in the Best Picture, right? But Ryan Gosling does, right? And then America Ferrera does, right? And then you don't get a Best Director nomination, even though your movie is listed. Like stuff like that. They do that all the time, though, right? It's very, it's consistent. So
T-Stare
is good. Will probably even win all of these.
T-Stare is a good point in that a lot of these movies that win these awards end up getting a lot of viewership because they win awards. So, for example, Poor Things, people keep talking about it because Emma Stone, Mark Ruffalo, and Willem Dafoe did this like artsy, you know, Oscar bait film that I had no interest in, but because it got nominated and won whatever, I'm probably gonna go check it out at some point now.
That's a fair point.
I mean, honestly, I usually watch all the Oscar films, like the nominated films, I'll go watch them because I assume they're a good film. They're the type of film I want to see. But then as a fan of film, I know that there are films that should be nominated that weren't, and it just rubs me the wrong way. Same with music, right? I'll look at the Grammys and be like, this is bullshit. A lot of these people shouldn't be nominated at all. It's just, you're just a bigger name. Or they'll have to like go back and give Nas a Grammy for an album that wasn't that good because they didn't give him a Grammy like 8 other times that he should have won one because it was a popularity contest. It's annoying at this point. So yeah, that's it though. I didn't mean to distract or detract from our conversation.
Hey, that's why you watch this award show and not those other ones, because we tell you the truth. And we are fast and loose with the rules for the award categories, apparently.
Yo, fast and we have zero monetary motivation whatsoever.
Yes, for now.
I love drinking Sprite and general Coca-Cola products.
Yeah. Hand me my glass of Guinness.
What's crazy is Food didn't mention any of the fast food things that he goes to in his joke. He could have just mentioned Sonic for a Sonic sponsorship. So he can have that peanut butter and jelly burger.
No, that's personal. It's not business.
I don't mix business and pleasure.
You know what? Monetary compensation for eating Sonic.
Oh man. All right. Well, if you know anybody that wants to sponsor cameos, hit us in the DMs. Thank you guys very much for coming and hanging out. It has been a blast. We'll be back more of 2024 for good things. This year, not a lot of Marvel stuff. So expect light news on that front. We're going to change our mantra here. We'll just be covering everything else going on.
Did all the shows get pushed back?
There's just not as much coming out.
Yeah, it's a long gap. We only got Echo, Agatha, and Deadpool.
X-Men 97. Yeah, Daredevil got pushed back too, right. Didn't it?
Allegedly, What If Season 3 might be coming out too. They say it's done.
At the end of this year. Anyway, point being, not the 13 and a half properties that we got last year. So we'll fill you in on everything else, which may be good, may be bad for you. But you know, we'll be here one way or the other trying to fill you in. Thank you guys very much. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate y'all being with us all this last year as we really kicked off our first, I don't know, official foray into this new format. I kind of like it. Expect some rebranding stuff to come along. Cameos, who knows what it even stands for anymore? I don't. But we're going to get you some new logos, some new branding, and it's going to be an exciting new year. So hopefully same exact place, same time, same people, with some new flashy decor. But Foo, you look pretty in 4K. We're all set up. We're ready to go. Let's do it. Thank y'all. Bing bong.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Yeah. We'll be on Spotify if you missed us here. But every Tuesday night, try to come and hang out with us on Twitch. The chat was popping off tonight. Like a couple dozen people in here.
Yeah, thanks for the activity.
Appreciate y'all, man.
All right, y'all. That'll do it from us. Peace. Love you.
From streets.